Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Redlands City Council is requesting a $10 million proposal from the federal government for a disaster coordination centre and a flood warning infrastructure. The current disaster coordination efforts for the council operate within an outdated building which lacks essential facilities and safe infrastructure. Local MPs are calling for a more resilient facility which could put the Redlands at an advantage in the face of another weather event. The flood warning infrastructure would serve to provide real-time data and warnings for both residents and emergency services on flooding in the area.
A teenager accused of planning a terrorist attack in Brisbane last year has been found to have allegedly bought ingredients to make bombs and test homemade explosives. The boy, unable to be identified under Queensland's youth justice laws, faced the Brisbane Children's Court on Thursday, where he was committed to stand trial. He was remanded in custody and his case has been adjourned for a later date.
In national news, First Nation ancestors have finally returned home to Australia from the UK. The remains of 36 First Nation ancestors have been returned to their family tribes after a ceremony hosted by the Natural History Museum in London. The Woopaburra community was one of the few Queensland communities who took custody of the remains of their ancestors. A representative from the Woopaburra community, Wayne Blair, spoke about the deeper meaning that comes with this ceremony. You are not returning science specimens, you are returning ancestors to their families.
A housing program in central Victoria that connects social services with real estate agents is helping to keep young people from sleeping on the streets. The pilot program involves government funding for initial rent costs. The Victorian government has started its own housing program to help young people into social and affordable housing.
In international news, an Australian has been killed in a fire at a kids' cooking school in Singapore. Authorities are investigating the cause of the blaze and whether there were any fire-safe non-compliances. The cooking school says it is providing full cooperation and assistance with the investigation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cats Club.